WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District administrators have informed the school board about changes to bus routes and class schedules starting after Christmas break. Communications Director Brandon Webb says no one wanted to wait until next August.
And the teachers, the staff, the principals, the trustees that we've spoken to about this already, parents consistently said, don't limp along, fix it. Fix it now, rip the Band-Aid off, fix it for kids, and start the new year.
Webb says parents will be receiving new cards containing updated information that is easy for them to understand.
Instead of RT number, which wasn't clear to everyone, that means route number, which also corresponds to the bus number. Say bus number, you know? I mean, it's little low-tech solutions like that.
Details from Bryan ISD are online at WTAW.com. The only public speaker at last week's College Station City Council meeting got the attention of the governing body.
I approached C-STEP, that's the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Police, after almost being hit crossing Boyette. It's an intersection on Boyette and University.
Bobby Carter's request was picked up by Councilman James Benham at the end of the meeting.
Potentially a dedicated pedestrian crossing light instead of... So that you had dedicated crossing signal for pedestrians instead of them having to cross while there's another green light for vehicles.
Then the council heard from the city's public works director that they are looking for a consultant to do a traffic study. Brazos County is changing the way drug and blood tests are handled in order to expedite the process. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says it is currently taking 8 months to a year for test results to come back from the Department of Public Safety Crime Lab in Austin.
So looking at cost savings, we thought it would be a good idea to essentially contract with a chemist at DPS where we pay their salary and they work on our cases first.
Parsons says other counties have reduced their wait time for test results from 9 months to 30 days.
One, those people who are guilty get sent off to prison faster. The second thing, which I think is just as important, is that people who, if they have a controlled substance or something that we think is a controlled substance, and it turns out to not be a controlled substance, those people are let out of jail faster.
Parsons says the contract has been approved by the commissioner's court and is awaiting DPS's approval. State employees have until tonight at midnight to participate in the annual State Employees Charitable Campaign. United Way administers the campaign in the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says the latest update from Texas A&M and the A&M system is from 2 weeks ago.
Already between Texas A&M University and the system, they've raised over $400,000 with this campaign. So it's really exciting. And that doesn't include any of the other state agencies that are in our region. Health and Human Services Commission, DPS, TABC, all of the acronyms that you hear thrown around, they all will be reporting.
Final numbers from the annual SECC will be released the first of next year. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us today at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Bird Dozer, the String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Hey,
good morning, 610. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navas. So let's check some weather, shall we? Because we got some of that out there. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Lots of clouds and cooler for today. Temperatures only up to about 65 to 70. There's the chance for a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Any showers end tomorrow. It stays partly to mostly cloudy. It turns warmer. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. We'll continue to warm up through Thursday. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. We'll hear from Game 6 starter for the Houston Astros, Justin Verlander, coming up. Also, Kevin Sumlin and the Fighting Texas Aggie football team is 5-3 on the year. You ask, where do you go from here? Coach held his weekly radio show last night, and we'll hear a little bit from him and what he addressed with the team on Monday, as well as Fighting Texas Aggie soccer is in action at the SEC tournament today. All that and more coming up in sports.
Okay.
And NBA, by the way, I forgot.
I am so happy about that.
Now until June.
That's exactly right. We have a hockey team in Vegas. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But not a basketball team.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
Of all the names that you could have come up with out in Vegas, I mean, the
I don't know. Golden Knights, that's kind of flashy.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything really to do with Vegas, does it?
What did you want them to be? Vegas showgirls?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
On ice?
Have like go-go dancers in the corner and everything.
How about the Vegas expensive buffets?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
All you can eat seafood buffet.
The shrimp cocktails, whatever. All right, anyhow. So our chance of rain
is a lot.
It's going up, as a matter of fact. Chance
right
of rain.
In time for trick-or-treating.
It'll be perfect, won't it? Nothing like having a bunch of drenched critters out there.
Although my dad did tell the story the other day of how he had to trick-or-treat in the snow one year.
Oh.
And he dropped his candy, and then he had to go back with a flashlight and dig through the snow.
Dad. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I already had to dig through. So I've got some bushes that are near where we park. At our duplex, and I went walking underneath it, and they haven't been trimmed in a while. Actually, it's a tree. It's not a bush. It's a tree, and it knocked off part of my costume, and I completely lost it this morning. So I spent about 5 minutes looking for it, and it landed under my truck.
Are there things that roll and bounce in your costume?
Yeah. In my ensemble?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, all there right. are.
Okay.
But you found it.
Yeah,
so your
eventually.
Costume is complete.
Thank goodness.
So now, Chelsea, I guess you're in costume.
I am
right?
dressed up.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, we haven't seen each other this morning.
No, we haven't.
So I have no idea what you are.
Posting pictures, are we going to do that?
I'm
What's
sure.
What's going to happen
there? Usually around midday, we take an office photo. If you're dressed up, you're allowed to be in the photo.
Okay.
But Zach and I can take pictures and post them to WTAW.
Yeah, we'll do that next hour.
Okay.
We will,
okay.
So you can do that. But I mean, so did it take, how much extra time did it take for you to get ready today because you were in costume?
No.
Oh, me? Not much.
All right,
I only had to buy one thing to complete my outfit.
Did either of you have your dogs bark at you because they didn't recognize you?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Well,
I'm very recognizable.
Okay. The first time I put it on, he was a little off put. I don't think he realized who I was. And then
right.
I was like, it's dad. It's dad. It's me.
Coda stays asleep in the bed. She doesn't even get up in the morning. Pretty
Coda
much.
Doesn't even say goodbye?
I mean, no.
Okay. All right.
I'll give her a little nudge and say bye. Love you. See you later.
That's Cooper gets up just begrudgingly.
Okay. Well, do they neither of them need to go out? Is that
she doesn't go out until I go home after the show.
Is that
she holds
right?
it. Yep.
What a good dog.
I know.
Man, until the first time she doesn't.
And even and even when I get home, after the show, she's still in bed.
Wow.
She's lazy.
It's like having a teenager as a dog.
Pretty
right?
much.
Yeah,
pretty
okay.
much.
So, anyhow, chances of rain going to start at 30 today and move up to 60% during the day. But tonight is an 80% chance of rain. But there's a wind shift, by the way. That's why all this stuff is happening. Tomorrow we're going to have northwesterly winds. But once again, you can take some kind of solace in the fact that the people at the weather screw up the weather all kinds of
times.
So this would be a good time for them to mess it.
And just because there's a chance of rain, I mean, it could sprinkle a little bit, and then they're you know, they've got it right. They're done.
Once again, and the idea is that the percentage means under these conditions, it rains 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that's how they get a pass. They go, okay. Well, that didn't happen. So one Florida man's stomach pain turned out to be an unusual cause. 49-year-old went into the emergency room complaining of stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, according to the case
diarrhea.
Report. Yeah, which was
indigestion.
Sounds like a Pepto-Bismol commercial.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah.
And good morning to you, too. Apparently they published these things online in the Journal of Case Reports in Emergency. Oh, Case Reports in Emergency Medicine.
Okay.
I mean, think about that. Those are the horror stories from the ER docs. So
I've never seen anything like this
before. I'm going to say, I'm guessing that if, let me click on the link and see.
If you make that list, you're in real trouble.
Oh, they've got pictures. Sometimes that's not good. Yeah, that might not be good. So I'm just letting you know. If you got nothing else to do, it's called Case Reports in Emergency Medicine, and it's out there.
So, and I know we got to keep going with the show.
Sure,
I've got a friend who is a nurse, and she worked in the ER.
Okay.
And she gave me some tales from the ER.
Oh,
she said one time a man decided to place a Coke bottle, a place where you're not supposed to place a Coke bottle.
Okay.
He had to go to the ER, of course, and as they are trying to extract said Coke bottle, the cap came off. It had been shooken up quite a bit and proceeded to spray the room.
All right, thanks.
So we're off on a good
morning. I hope you're hungry for breakfast.
Yeah, that diarrhea and all that stuff, you decided to take it up.
Yeah,
another
he wanted to just keep going.
All right, let me just, this becomes lame by that standard. I'm sorry.
Well.
But anyhow, all the tests seemed to be normal. X-ray revealed, however, a foreign body that resembled a cigarette lighter in his stomach.
Mm.
For some reason, somehow, they removed the cigarette lighter. In fact, what had happened was, and they of course, took a picture of it because they took the little endoscope, which is the little flexible tube that's got a camera, and the forceps, inserted it in there, and took that out. The problem is that it had started leaking lighter fluid in his stomach.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, and that did actually start the beginning of an ulcer, if you can imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
The lighter fluid facilitated this by eating away at the protective mucus layer that separates the stomach lining from the stomach acid. So I'm trying to think what in the world, and it does not say that alcohol was involved, but they have a lovely picture of it. I mean, you can tell that this is a Bic lighter. There's no doubt. This is not anybody else's. So,
Did they ask him why he swallowed it?
Well, it's not in there, but again, they have a very nice X-ray of it.
No. Information.
And the difference between an X-ray and an actual photograph, which again you'll find on that website if you want to go see it, is anyway, if you're feeling brave one day and you want to look at case reports in emergency medicine, you can do that. In the meantime, just remember that's why you pay those people so much money when you go to the ER, because they see that kind of stuff on a regular basis, and so as a result, you don't want to be a part of it. Oh, is it over?
Yeah.
No, it's already over.
It's
okay.
All over.
Here we go.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Safeway Driving, Shanna Elliott Financial Advisor with Edward Jones Investment, Citizens Bank, and the City of College Station. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Imagine having fun while helping local children. Break out your boots and bling for the 2017 Steel Creek Fall Fundraiser, Friday, November 10th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Join in on the excitement of a live auction and enjoy a steak dinner catered by Texas Roadhouse while you're waited on by the most adorable waitstaff you've ever seen. Then get up and dance to local favorites, the Texas Unlimited Band. For tickets and table sponsorships, click steelcreekranch.org/boots. It's the Steel Creek Boots and Bling Fundraiser featuring the Texas Unlimited Band. See you there.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There goes 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 31st. I don't know if you know that.
So happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween Day, of course, and it's Magic Day also.
Oh, well, okay.
Really excited to tell you that we're going to have a magician on the show next Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, an illusionist, as they call them. I don't know.
And we get to see all the tricks on the radio?
I guess, yeah, I'll invite y'all into the control room, and y'all can watch that, and we can do polite applause.
Is this the guy who's performing at Opus?
It is.
Yes, yep, I've seen the commercials.
Okay, well, that's
awesome.
It. Then go see the commercial, and you can imagine some of the things he'll be doing in the studio. And so we'll see how all that works out. It's a National Doorbell Day.
Oh, okay. That makes sense for trick-or-treat.
Because, yeah, you would do that. Now, engage visitors with a riddle or tongue twister to celebrate the day. Greet family members with a password or trivia question about the doorbell to gain entry.
Yeah, that sounds a lot of time.
Now that they've started this ring, you know, this company Ring, where you can see your door from all over the world,
right,
you know, then that makes
not
it
gonna
something.
Lie. I think it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. I agree. Mm-hmm. Newtone founded the National Doorbell Day to celebrate the innovative development of the first melodious door chime. That was by J. Randolph Corbett in the Great Depression.
Okay,
so just wanted to let you know that's. That's happening.
So. I wonder if they've got one that plays Hullabaloo.
Well, I bet you they do.
Yeah. We had one that kind of sounded like an old grandfather clock, which it was fine when, you know, you had one visitor.
Yeah.
But then on days like Halloween,
tiring.
Yeah, you kind of had to just sit outside and hand out candy so they wouldn't ring the doorbell.
I never had a doorbell growing up.
Okay.
Oh.
Nope, never had a doorbell.
Huh.
We could see you coming up the walk.
There you go.
You
got the,
We could see you coming.
All right.
We had our guns ready.
It's also National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Okay.
You got one?
Yeah. Let me see. The standard knock knock joke format was used in newspaper humor columns. Okay. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Rufus.
Rufus who?
Rufus, the most important part of your house. yeah, I know.
You're not gonna play. You can't even play the rim shots.
Knock
yourself.
Knock jokes are the best.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go find the best or worst knock knock jokes, and we'll see.
Dad jokes before we knew exactly what dad jokes
were.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. They did a lot of those too. But again, y'all are too young to remember that. It's Increase Your Psychic Powers Day, but you probably already knew that. It's Carve a Pumpkin Day. Really? Now?
Today?
Mm.
All Most right. people do it a day or two before.
Yeah. Carve a Caramel Apple Day, if you want to do that.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yep. And Girl Scout Founders Day.
Yeah.
There you go. Scouts All too. Right, some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. The great lyricist Willow Smith is turning 17.
Yeah.
Wait, she's not done.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Does it? Oh, I thought it changed.
Well, it does. Who cares?
It's going to take a while to get there.
It's Whip My Hair Back and Forth Day.
Okay.
So she's turning 17 today.
Yeah.
Eddie K. Thomas is turning 37. Now, he plays Toby on Scorpion. I don't know if anybody has seen that show.
Do you like that show?
You know, I never watched it.
Okay.
I know that's kind of got like a cult following, doesn't it?
I guess. I usually see about the last 10 minutes of it, and then I just go, wow, this really isn't very good. But, that's just me. That's what I was trying to figure
out. Well, he plays Finch in American Pie, for those who watch that show. Piper Parabo is turning 41.
Parabo,
Her too. Now, she was in Coyote Ugly
with
John Goodman.
Mm-hmm. She was?
So, and she's been in some other things, too.
She had a TV show.
Right.
Yeah, it was something
covert
with political.
Affairs?
That's yes, it. Yeah. yes, yep.
With
yep.
the blind guy, right? Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. yeah the blind guy.
Yeah. Well, he was blind in the show.
Blind in the show.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah,
Vanilla Ice is turning 50.
Ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention.
So some say that he might have ripped off Freddie Mercury and David Bowie's Under Pressure.
He did.
At first he said no, but in fact he did.
He's from Dallas, okay?
Yeah. I had a Spanish teacher in middle school who went to high school with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. He played here once.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Okay.
It's over on South College, whatever that club is right there. I think it's a Hispanic music club now, but that's where he played.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Daryl Worley is 53.
Oh, yeah.
Have you forgotten how it felt that
I looked for the other songs of his, but I couldn't really find
that's
any.
That's really the best 9/11 song in my, Alan Jackson's is played more often. That's Jackson's one that we played, but that was a pretty good 9/11.
Yeah,
you don't like you don't like Boot?
I like Toby Keith.
Toby Keith's Boot?
Yeah, Boot in the butt.
Boot in the butt. Rob Schneider is turning 54, speaking of boots in the
butt.
That's sad. it's
sad.
So he is the ultimate hanger-on, I think, of everything Adam Sandler does. Mickey D is turning 54. Of course, he's the drummer for Motorhead from 1992.
Thank God you don't have any Motorhead to play this one.
No.
Way to go, Scott.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Didn't mean to challenge you.
Rest in peace, Lemmy. So, anyways, the drummer is turning 54. Also, he's with the Scorpions. So, if you're a fan of the Scorpions, he's also a drummer for them. Dermot Mulroney is turning 54 today. Not to be confused with Dylan McDermott.
No.
They even had a whole sketch on SNL about that. That was pretty funny. Now, he's on My Best Friend's Wedding, Wedding Date. Mm-hmm. Everything to do with weddings, pretty much.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson turning 56. Director of Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Lord of the Rings movies. Jane Pauley is turning 67.
Really?
Dateline NBC.
Sure.
Okay.
David Ogden Stiers, 75 today. He played Charles Emerson Winchester on MASH.
And not much else.
He's been in some stuff. He was in that movie with Michael J. Fox with the pig where he was a vet.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Dan Rather is turning 86.
Wow. From Wharton, Texas.
It could be fake news. You never know. And
right.
Michael Collins is turning 87. Now, he was the guy who stayed in the ship on Apollo 11 while Neil Armstrong Buzz Aldrin walked things around.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody had to hold the parking place.
Okay.
I got it. All right. 627.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So when you go before a grand jury, guess what? The defense never presents a thing. It is literally probable cause. Now, the attorney for Paul Manafort has spoken out, and he says, oh, yeah, all these Ukraine efforts were to further democracy. Those activities all ended in 2014. Guess what? 2 years before Manafort served in the Trump campaign. Oh, and by the way, even before Donald Trump announced he was running for president. So as he pointed out, you have an indictment on Monday brought to you by the Office of Special Counsel, and he points out Manafort, the Foreign Reporting Act of the U.S. government. Oh, how many times have people been indicted on this offense? 6 times since 1966. Only one conviction. And by the way, keeping offshore accounts, not illegal. You have evidence of wrongdoing. We haven't seen it yet.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes... well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. And now, through November the 7th, when you go to blinds.com or you call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you're going to save up to 35% off everything, plus an additional 5% just by using the promo code Hannity. That's blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 629, News Talk 1620, WTAW weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. And we are going to have a little difference. It's going to be up to 69 today, and then showers probably. Chance of showers 30% as we move on through the day up to 60%. Then 80% chance of showers tonight. Actually, somewhere between a half and three quarters of an inch of rain. So we'll see what happens. Basically, before midnight is what they're telling us. And then tomorrow, 76 with a 40% chance of rain. Winds will be out of the southwest, but they'll shift around with this rain coming through, but it's not going to make a big difference in the temperature because by Thursday, we're back up to 87 degrees for a high and then 85 or so for Friday and Saturday. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 10, 70% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies, and we got 58 out there.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Locked in an intensifying legal fight with Qualcomm, Apple is designing iPhones and iPads for next year that would not include the chipmaker's components. The Wall Street Journal says Apple is considering building the devices only with modem chips from Intel and possibly MediaTek because Qualcomm has withheld software critical to testing its chips in iPhone and iPad prototypes. Sony's quarterly operating profits soared and easily topped expectations. The Japanese electronic giant's growth was driven by a strong performance from its game and network services division, which makes the PlayStation console. Netflix is exploring a House of Cards spinoff as the show's final season nears amid controversy surrounding star Kevin Spacey. The streaming channel says the upcoming sixth season will be the last for House of Cards. The announcement of the Emmy-winning political satire's end comes amid fallout from Spacey's alleged sexual advances toward a 14-year-old actor in the 80s, but Netflix says it had already decided to end the show. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The end of last week's College Station City Council meeting revisited the beginning, where a public speaker called for more safety improvements in Northgate along University. Bobby Carter, who said he was almost hit crossing University at Boyette, wanted a traffic study.
My suggestion is that the eastbound left turn lane heading this way, going into Northgate District, be shut down just like the rest of the streets are prior to the area getting busy.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon responded to Councilman James Benham's request to look into the possible installation of a dedicated crosswalk signal.
Public Works has reached out and we are engaging a consultant for a traffic study involving that intersection. Okay.
Any city request would require official action by TxDOT since University is a state highway. Most Bryan School District campuses will have new starting times after Christmas break. That's the result of dropping a bus system based on hubs and switching to direct routes. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the decision to start in kindergarten through sixth grade classes before 7 through 12 followed meetings with various constituencies.
Our elementary children are probably better served to start early and finish early. And our secondary kids, it's hard to get them rolling real early. We would keep with that thought that they would go late.
Dr. Whitbeck says that doesn't mean the new schedule won't be reviewed.
When our leadership looked at it from a perspective of 16,000 children and where are most of the children and what is best, the feeling was that to completely flip the schedule was too intrusive and too much of a change at this given time.
Details from Bryan ISD are online at WTAW.com. A former vice chairman of the State Board of Education says charter schools are not making the grade. Thomas Ratliff of Mount Pleasant in Northeast Texas used numbers from the Texas Education Agency to compare charters with traditional ISDs.
From 2012 to 2016, ISDs outperformed charters in SAT, ACT, graduation rates, dropout rates, STAR tests.
Ratliff's research came after the state legislature passed a school finance law that included up to $60 million a year for charter school buildings. The current wait time for blood and drug test results for criminal cases in Brazos County is 8 to 12 months. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says to expedite this process, the Commissioner's Court has approved hiring a chemist at the Department of Public Safety in Austin.
The blood specimen and the drugs still go to Austin. The difference is that the person that they are assigned to, their first priority is to work on our cases as opposed to the other hundreds of counties that go to the DPS crime lab in Austin.
Parsons says paying the chemist's salary will save money in the long run because less people will be in jail for less amount of time, which the residents are paying for.
If we can expedite justice in that way, I think it's a win-win for the taxpayers. I think it's a win for defendants and their attorneys. And I think it's also a win for the state in terms of making sure that the right people are going to jail.
Parsons says they are waiting for approval from DPS, and he expects the new process to begin within a month. While the days are numbered for a pair of coal-fired power plants owned by Luminant in the Brazos Valley, their parent company is involved in a giant merger.
Dallas-based Vistra Energy said today it's acquiring Houston's Dynegy in an all-stock deal to become Texas' largest power producer and one of the largest in the nation. The deal combines Vistra's Texas holdings, including TXU Energy and Luminant, with Dynegy's base of power plants throughout Texas, the Midwest, and the Northeast. The combined company will see power production with 60% from natural gas-fired plants and the rest from coal, nuclear, and solar power. Vistra's roughly $1.75 billion deal to acquire Dynegy will create a combined company that Wall Street values at $10 billion. Russell Hill, TSN News.
The Texas Attorney General's office received about 5,500 price gouging complaints at gas stations following Hurricane Harvey. Paul Singer of the Consumer Protection Division says most of the 127 stations are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which was well away from the storm.
We've sent this notice letter out to stations that were alleged to have charged $3.99 or higher. That amount is so far in excess of where prices were before the storm that we believe that that clearly meets the definition of excessive or exorbitant.
Businesses found in violation would face civil penalties of up to $20,000 per violation, as well as refund requirements. The end of October marks the last day for state employees to participate in the annual State Employee Charitable Campaign. In the Brazos Valley, the campaign is administered by United Way.
October 31st at midnight, that is the last chance that state employees, that includes employees of Texas A&M in the system, that they have the opportunity to make a gift to a charitable organization of their choice through a payroll deduction. So that will be counted in, I believe, deductions from your paycheck begin in January, and those will be designated to the charities of your choosing.
UWBV President Allison Prince says as of 2 weeks ago, employees at Texas A&M and the A&M system have raised more than $400,000. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us today, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers Group of Companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. asked the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Howdy, I'm Dallas Shipp, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 3. I'm a 2003 graduate of Texas A&M and have called Aggieland home for nearly 20 years. In 2011, I started my own marketing consulting business in College Station. The city of College Station must attract more businesses while also protecting our neighborhoods. These additional businesses are critical in order to fully fund services like police and fire, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure projects. We must relieve the tax burden of College Station homeowners. Vote Dallas Shipp for College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by Dallas Shipp for City Council Campaign. Rebecca Boehnig, Treasurer.
Good morning, 640 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got some weather brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agents. Part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds today. A shower or thunderstorm may come through during the afternoon hours. Temperatures 65 to 70 later today. Cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or storm. It's 55 to 60. More clouds tomorrow. The risk of a shower or two just in the morning. Warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Turning partly sunny, breezy Thursday, a high around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's Game 6 of the World Series tonight in L.A. Halloween night. That's a little creepy, but Justin Verlander will be taking the mound for the Strohs. A little bit in on his game plan against the Dodgers.
I mean, you try to balance your strengths, their weaknesses, and really, I think what it comes down to when you're out there on the mound is trusting your instincts and finding what is working for you that day.
Just I'm a little hesitant to give away some of those secrets, but
yeah,
eventually
yeah.
I coaxed it out of him. So yeah. We'll hear a little bit more from him.
Good job, reporter Zach.
Yeah, and we'll preview that matchup, as well as hearing from Fighting Texas Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin held his weekly radio show right here on WTAW last night. And Aggie soccer is on the pitch this afternoon. I was about to say this morning, but it'll be this afternoon at noon. And they'll be taking on Missouri and the SEC tournament quarterfinals. All that more coming up in sports.
Do we know how we got the term pitch?
No, I think it's some kind of European thing.
I think you're correct.
So Katie Dempsey over on Candy 95, her husband is Scott's Chinese Australian.
Yeah.
And he was kind of surprised that I used the term pitch.
Okay.
Because apparently that's not an American thing to do.
Well, that's what it's called.
Do you want to know why?
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. The sense of playing field comes via that originally from cricket.
Oh.
So the act of setting up the playing area by knocking the two sets of stumps into the ground at the end of the wicket was called pitching.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
So does that tie into pitcher in baseball?
I imagine it would.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's not like they look like a vessel full of fluid, right?
Yeah.
Correct. The term pitch is most commonly used in British English, while the comparable term in American and Canadian English is playing field or sports field.
Marca.
It's the field.
America. All right. It's the field.
The field.
Well, there we are.
Okay.
That's why we...
We just wanted to teach you guys something.
Now, the other thing, and do you say nil when they don't score?
Yeah, that's also something, too. I got in trouble with that early on.
Why?
We had a soccer schnob that worked here back in the day. And
I hate soccer
quickly,
schnob.
Quickly corrected me when I said 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0.
Even though G. Guerrero has referenced wins this year, because they've been doing a lot of that, as 1-0 or 2-0.
Well,
I think he tries to dumb it down for us.
She understands who he's talking to.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you got to understand
what's
your
that
audience.
Nil business?
Yeah, if you're talking about if you're talking to soccer nuts, then they understand
right.
that.
A nil? Hammering in a nil for?
When your 9-year-old wins, you don't tell them, say nil, don't say zero, say
right,
nil.
Right, exactly.
But anyway.
I played soccer 1 year, and it was co-ed, and a girl kept knocking me down.
You
and
had enough of that?
I quit.
Yeah.
It was a girl like Chelsea. She was tall, even for a 5-year-old.
A couple of mine played soccer. The oldest one, you know, he was more concerned about picking the flower, you know, bringing it over to
I
mom.
Never played competitively, ever. Yeah. There was way too much running involved.
Yeah. That's true, too.
So there you are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we did everything we could. We don't really want to talk about all this stuff.
Wah, wah.
And we don't really care.
Nope.
All right, we'll do one. This is, if you care on some level, here's like 40 seconds of this whole Mueller thing.
Okay. The 31-page indictment spells out 12 different counts and accuses Manafort of tax fraud, money laundering to the tune of $18 million, lying to the Department of Justice, and not registering as a foreign lobbyist. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to all charges. The indictment does not mention President Trump, as the business dealings largely predate Manafort's involvement in the Trump campaign. President Trump tweeted out Monday morning, quote, "Sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. But why aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus?" The president goes on to write, "Also, there is no collusion." Democrats say the indictment proves the need for the special counsel to continue and do so independently.
All right. So here's the deal. Alan Dershowitz, who is a law professor at Harvard, pretty much explained what this is. He said they're going after Manafort for something that apparently has nothing to do with Trump.
Right.
Years ago, his own business. But what they're doing is they're saying, we got you on this. Now, we really don't care about it, but if you can tell us something about Trump and the campaign,
then we'll get you out of that.
Right. Then you get your get out of jail free card.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's the leverage that's working right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's not all this other garbage that's going on there. One of the things that's lost in all the Manafort stuff news yesterday was the fact that a guy named Tony Podesta, who is the brother of John Podesta, who was the campaign manager of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he stepped down from his lobbying firm that he founded almost 30 years ago. He's been involved in the Russians. He's up to his earlobes with the Russians,
too. Yep, he's being investigated.
And that's over on the Democrat side. So, I mean, that's there, but because all the chatter is about this the Manafort deal. That's
right.
Why you don't hear about that. And that's a smart thing to do. While everybody's looking over there, you do something over here.
Right.
And the other thing is there are people who want Mueller to be fired, for the president to fire Mueller. And the reason is that stuff that goes way back to when he was head of the FBI, and there was some stuff going on between the Clintons and the uranium and all that. And was the FBI investigating that and decided not to do anything so because of that. So it's not so much what's going on in the here and now. It's all that other stuff that's been going on.
And then there's that George Papadopoulos guy.
Papadopoulos.
30 years old. And he's 30 years old.
And did you hear about, I heard this with Gordon Deal this morning, but there's another guy who is named George Papadopoulos on Twitter and was just getting reamed yesterday.
Oh, poor
and
guy.
He's like a middle-aged like CPA in like Iowa or something. And so he was having to like tweet out like, "I am not the same guy.
I'm not the guy."
Yeah, and so now he's having a little bit more fun with it. But at first it was, turn off your notifications, just try to ignore it.
He goes, "For the nth time, I am not," in all caps, "Trump's foreign policy advisor.
That's great.
I have no association with the Trump camp." Yeah. None.
Gotta have to change your name because of that. Huh. Well, that's so enough of that. That's and look, with their level of self-importance in Washington, they want to make sure that we see that. And you know what? Really? We just don't care. Just saying.
We don't care. And not enough people are going to know enough of the details to have, an opinion about it.
Yeah, I think that's basically right. It's they're up there and they've been doing that and whatever. So perhaps one of the most crime-free days in recent Houston memory, August 27th, 2017. Hurricane Harvey.
Mm.
Oh.
On that Sunday, the city's third and worst day at the mercy of the storm, Houston police wrote exactly 50 reports for major violent and nonviolent crimes.
Really?
Down from your average 300.
Wow.
Well, but I do wonder, and not to rain on the parade, well.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I didn't mean that. How do you not know that maybe some of those crimes were committed, but the police were so busy with everything else?
Oh, yeah.
Could well be. But also, if you can't get to a place to perpetrate a crime, I'd go out and rob something today, but there's too much water in the streets.
Right.
Then
that
might have had some. But you're right. That's true. It does have something to do with the fact that the police were probably taking care of things that really, really needed to be taken care of, like rescuing people from from deep water rather than go after the crimes and violent crimes. But anyhow, they're patting themselves on the back. Houston is for that. All right, 649.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 4th, it's tractor selection and safety. Operating farm equipment is a necessary part of agriculture, and using the right equipment safely will prevent injuries. Come learn about how to choose it and how to use it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you live in the city, you don't get a lot of privacy. You'd like to use your backyard, but you're staring down the nostrils of the neighbor's Great Dane. What options do you have for a little seclusion? What plants might come to your rescue? When you're looking for privacy, the topic of our program today, I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're looking for privacy, the first decision needs to be how tall the plant needs to be. There's no point in planting a 20-foot shrub when all you need is 8 or 10 feet of screening. How can you measure? Well, have someone stand where you'll be planting the shrubs. Have them hold a piece of PVC pipe. You stand on your patio or pool deck and then mark on the pipe where the line of sight would have to be blocked. All you have to do then is find the best choice for the task. I'm going to start with some of the shorter plants and go up to the taller ones. Some of my favorites, Glossy Abelia. We've used this superior 6 to 8 foot evergreen shrub for generations in Texas. It's dark green. It graces its branches with small white bell-shaped blooms all season long. No pest problems. It's beautiful. Eleagnus ebengi. Now, you may be familiar with more spreading types of Eleagnus. This one grows into a taller screen, 8 or 10 feet tall. It has distinctive gray-green foliage, no pest problems, oh, and wonderful fragrance when it blooms in the fall. I'm still a fan of Waxleaf ligustrum, even though they have had some winter damage in several years in my career, but they're still very good 8 to 10-foot shrubs, Waxleaf ligustrums. Willowleaf holly is one of my favorites. I've used it at my home. It gets 6 to 8, maybe 10 feet tall. It'd take a long time to get to 10 feet. It's a showy holly. It bears large red fruit every winter. I like yaupon holly very much. The shrub form is standard yaupon. Most of the yaupons you see in nurseries have already been trained into tree form habits, but your nurseryman can order container-grown shrub form yaupons for you if you like that fine textured look. Marinelle holly and the other red hollies that have come along from it, and for example, Oakland holly is one of my favorites of the tall hollies for screening shrubs. Nellie R. Stevens, my absolute favorite holly. It'll get 12 to 15 or 18 feet tall, 8 or 10 feet wide. It's evergreen, beautiful red berries. It's absolutely fabulous. And so those are a few of the plants you might want to consider if you have access to the old-fashioned Chinese photinia, not red. red tips, not red tips, but Chinese photinias, those are great. You may have to grow your own. Those are some of the best screening shrubs. Plant them about two-thirds as far apart as you're going to allow them to grow tall. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, tree concerns that may or may not be justified. I'll have details, so until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Happy Halloween. Fighting Texas Aggie football sits at 5-3 on the year following this past Saturday's disappointing 35-17 loss to Mississippi State. Coach Kevin Sumlin was at his weekly radio show last night right here on WTAW and was asked, where do you go from here?
Our message was today with our team was basically, listen, where we are right now, if that's the best we could play, you ought to be really, really depressed. All right, you're down right now because you didn't play very well. We didn't execute very well. And with a young team, the first thing you have to learn with a young player is playing hard. It doesn't mean you play well. Playing hard is the price of admission. And so, you know, that's going to happen at this level.
Coach and the guys will have a tall task in front of them this Saturday as they welcome number 16 Auburn to town. Kickoff between the Aggies and Tigers is slated for 11 a.m. at Kyle Field with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the soccer pitch, the Aggies are in Orange Beach, Alabama today, getting set to take on Missouri in the SEC Tournament quarterfinals. Things get underway at noon with broadcast on Willie 1550. Game 6 of the World Series is set for tonight out in L.A. The Houston Astros hold a 3-2 series advantage after walking off against the Dodgers 13-12 in 10 innings Sunday night. They'll look to clinch it this evening as they send righty Justin Verlander to the mound.
There's always holes in a hitter's swing. I think you just try to find them and you try to execute your pitches. You try to balance your strengths, their weaknesses, and really I think what it comes down to when you're out there on the mound is trusting your instincts and finding what is working for you that day, what you have a good feel for, and executing those pitches.
Now, Verlander has appeared in 5 games this postseason where he's gone 4-0 with a 2.05 ERA. His counterpart will be fellow Game 2 starter Rich Hill. First pitch is at 7:20 at Dodger Stadium. A 6-game suspension is back on the table for Ezekiel Elliott after a federal judge denied his request for a preliminary injunction. Here's TSN's David Burrell.
The Cowboys, barring something completely unforeseen, must play the next 6 games without Ezekiel Elliott after a U.S. District Court judge in New York rejected the NFLPA's injunction and said that his suspension must now begin. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett spoke earlier yesterday and seemed to have an idea that this may happen.
The way we've constructed our roster has taken his situation into account. We have some veteran running backs. We have some depth at that position. So it's not like we just live in this day and we don't think about the future at all. You have to do that. I think you build your team that way.
David Burrell, TSN Sports.
Now marks the second time this season that a federal ruling has overturned a reprieve that kept Elliott on the field. The Dallas Cowboys stars tied for first in the NFL with 6 rushing touchdowns and 3rd in the league in rushing yards with 690. 24 hours after making his season debut, Texans left tackle Dwayne Brown has been traded to the Seattle Seahawks. The 3-time Pro Bowler returned from a lengthy holdout to start in Houston's 41-38 loss to Seattle on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6-2 after Travis Kelce caught 7 passes for 133 yards and a touchdown in a 29-19 win over Denver last night. Marcus Peters opened the scoring by returning a fumble 45 yards for a touchdown just 5.5 minutes into the game. Trevor Siemian was picked off 3 times, and the Broncos fumbled twice as they fall to 3-4. The San Antonio Spurs fell to the Boston Celtics 108-94. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets were topped by the Philadelphia 76ers 115-107, and the Dallas Mavericks were no match for the Utah Jazz 104-89. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars got the best of the Canucks in Vancouver 2-1 in overtime. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell, and I'm running for re-election to the College Station City Council, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I will continue to work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote to re-elect me, Linda Harvell, for College Station City Council. For more, go to VoteLinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We'll be up to 69 today. Winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10. Chances of rain will elevate to about 60% by the end of the day. And then tonight, we're looking at an 80% chance of rain. And tomorrow, looking at 75 or so for a high with a 40% chance of rain, back up to the middle 80s for the balance of the week. 58 right now at 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.